listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Rosie O'Brien. After 14 months of hearings, Bruce Lerman's defamation trial against Network 10 has failed. A federal court has found, on the balance of probability, that Lerman did rape Brittany Higgins in Parliament House in 2019. A criminal trial over the sexual assault failed to find a verdict due to juror misconduct. Journalist Lisa Wilkinson, who ran the interview, has spoken outside of court.
I sincerely hope that this judgment gives strength to women around the country.
To Saturday's Bondi Junction stabbing attack, and we can reveal a baby girl involved has thankfully improved. She's no longer critical. Meantime, the Sydney Opera House will be lit up with a black ribbon tonight in memory of the six people killed. Landmarks across the country, including Brisbane's Story Bridge, have adopted the same black and white theme. Federal authorities have seized 289 kilograms of cocaine hidden in an air shipment labelled as gravel mix and drill bits. This bust is believed to have thwarted a major drug syndicate operating between Victoria and Brisbane. A 20-year-old man has appeared in court and was denied bail. And police have made another appeal for the public's help as they try and solve a sudden death investigation on the Sunshine Coast. The body of a man was found in November in the Maroochy River, and despite the release of CCTV images of him prior to his death, it's still unclear who he is. There's a pic of him up on the My Police website and socials. If you recognise him, get in touch with cops.